USA Radio News with Harvey Strong.
I'm really sad and feeling so upset because this is the day of our worship. This is the day of our holy festival, and the terrorist has attacked on the innocent people.
A man reacting to the weekend bombing in Pakistan. 3 days of mourning are now underway there. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif declared the mourning period after a suicide bombing killed nearly 70 people yesterday. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack on Christian families celebrating Easter. More than 250 people were injured in a blast near children's rides at a public park. Reuters reports now that the decision has been made to launch a full-scale paramilitary Rangers operation in response, giving them powers to conduct raids and interrogate suspects in the same way as they have been doing in the southern city of Karachi for more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
March Madness is upon us, and Food Network's George Duran has some tips for hosting the perfect game bash.
For any get-together, I recommend offering at least one red and one white Wynna option, so there's something for everyone. My favorites to serve are Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay and Woodbridge Cabernet Sauvignon. Both wines are total crowd pleasers. They're fruit-forward and balanced with smooth finishes made to complement your food. You can pick up Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon for only $7 or $8 at your local wine retailer. From now through April 6th, Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi will donate a portion of all proceeds towards the V Foundation to support the work they do to find a cure for cancer.
So what does he plan to serve up this season?
Two of my favorite dishes I plan to serve this March Madness are sausage balls and a really nice caramelized onion dip. They're guaranteed crowd pleasers. Both recipes also pair really well with the Cabernet Sauvignon.
To get the full recipes and for more info, visit woodbridgewines.com.
Four people are under arrest in Belgium after the country's security forces staged anti-terror raids in three cities on Sunday. Authorities conducted more than a dozen raids overall. The federal prosecutor's office says security forces arrested nine people, but five were later released. The prosecutor's office says those raids were part of a crackdown on suspected terrorists, but did not directly link them to last week's deadly bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station. The suicide bombings killed more than 30 people, including four Americans. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the fight against these extremists is global.
Everybody is now geared up to recognize that the fight is not just in Iraq and Syria, but the fight is wherever those fighters have come from.
More than 250 people were injured in the Brussels bombings. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is holding off on endorsing a petition to let people bring guns into the GOP convention. More than 35,000 people have signed the online petition at change.org. The convention will be in Cleveland from July 18th through the 21st, and Ohio law allows people to openly carry guns. But Quicken Loans Arena, where the convention will be held, strictly forbids firearms. Trump says that he hasn't seen the petition but wants to read the fine print. Facebook is apologizing for spreading its safety check feature to users worldwide following Sunday's suicide bombing in Pakistan. Facebook users as far away as Honolulu, New York, and Hong Kong got safety notifications. Some users had phone texts asking, "Have you been affected by the explosion?" with no indication where the explosion had taken place. Facebook later apologized in a post. Hugh Jackman doesn't just play a superhero on the big screen. The actor saved multiple swimmers from a riptide in Sydney, Australia over the weekend. He was at the beach with his son on Saturday when some people got stuck in the undertow. Jackman jumped in, assisting lifeguards and rescuing the swimmers, including his son, and bringing them back to the shore safely. I'm Audrey Strong. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on usaradio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Different set of judges, and this is what's happening tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the winner of tomorrow's competition is the our featured soloist next season.
Next season for the at the Christmas Cup.
Yes,
excellent. So Andrew, how did you learn about the opportunity here at Riverside Symphony and the competition?
As the maestro said, there were several newsletters sent out, and one of those I was given by my at-home orchestra, the Greater Princeton Youth Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sponsored newsletter, and that's how I heard about it, yep.
And forgive me for asking this, but what made you say, I got to do this? What was in your competitive DNA that says, I'm worthy, I want to take this on?
I think I've reached an age where I need to get more involved in the musical world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the first steps for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about it, yep.
Neat. Now, once again, so you learned about it, you said, all right, I want to take this on. Now, Maestro said you got to submit a recording. So what was the process that you went through with your teacher, perhaps your private teacher, that said, that decided the particular piece that you were going to submit for the recording?
Well, I started a concerto over the summer, and as soon as I finished it, my piano teacher, he also has a sound recording booth,
mm-hmm.
so we went straight there and we recorded.
Wow. How long did it take you to get it? One of the two.
It's probably 7 or 8 takes.
Yeah, it's a lot different when you have to make it perfect and put it all together. Which brings up an interesting question, Maestro, because she had the opportunity to use a recording studio. It has to be one take. You can't do the editing. We wouldn't allow the editing, the punch editing, mm-hmm. in a recording, right?
Well, when you listen to a recording, sometimes you can tell it was edited, sometimes you can't, depending
right.
on how sophisticated instruments in terms of recording you are using and who is the recording engineer. But I think even when you have the ability to sort of massage the product mm-hmm. or not, a experienced ear is able to judge the quality of the performance regardless.
Sure. Yeah, it comes through, no doubt.
Right.
And there's just so much piecemeal you can do before it degrades over. So, you put this recording together and you sent it out, and what was your thought process? When were you waiting to hear the next step? And then you had to go, when you received that notification that you were going to have to perform now, in this concert tomorrow, what was your thought process?
I was really happy and sad, like nervous at the same time, because
mm-hmm.
You know, I would have to prepare and actually perform in front of the judges and be judged on the piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the challenge, and I'm really excited for it.
Excellent. So now, when did you learn that you were going to perform in this particular concert that's taking place?
I believe the beginning of this month, yeah.
All right, so you know, a few weeks ago, and Maestro now, what's the process? You said eight students?
It's actually nine.
Nine. So that's nine different pieces, are these full pieces?
No, I think we need to find a time frame which is fair and doable, both in terms of being able to audition and listen to eight or nine players, and also giving the musicians enough time to show their abilities and somehow work with the repertoire, you know. Mm-hmm. There's some concertos that are, you know, 1 hour long and have three movements. Yeah. There's some concertos that are 10 minutes long and everything in between. So we set the parameter between 10 or 13 minutes, trying to give everybody a fair chance. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can find a short concerto or solo piece that is exactly of that length. Sometimes you just take an excerpt of a concerto, you have a pianist playing. Mm-hmm. Just first movement of a Beethoven concerto, etc. Just trying to give everybody more or less the same amount of time within a reasonable frame.
Sure. Now, you're choosing the pieces?
No, the repertoire was up to the top. Some of them had more than one to offer, and
okay.
I make a decision also based on what it's aesthetically pleasing to the audience tomorrow. We don't want to have two Beethoven piano concertos, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially if sometimes the students decided to play the same piece. So then you try to change the program just a little bit to also give the program the right flow and balance and contrast.
A completely other aspect to performance programming is you had nine performers, you've got multiple submissions of what they were deciding to play, and you're somehow trying to make it enjoyable for your concert goers.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly.
And it makes sense. We wouldn't want to have an avant-garde 21st century piece with Beethoven all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least we want to have an intermission anyway. So, Angie, what did you pick? What were your choices?
It was between two different concertos. The first one, which is what I picked, Concerto in D Major by Vivaldi.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more Baroque piece, and Arian classic styling by Grangini, which is from the Romantic period.
All right. So we got two different centuries there.
Yeah.
You've only been doing this for so long. How do you even digest the difference between the Baroque period and the Renaissance period? What's your teacher go through to try and teach you the techniques that apply to those? Because it's completely different. And I don't know if you've been exposed to all that yet. The techniques, how you interpret the music, because it happens to be a certain piece, you have to do something different. How do you go through that with your teacher?
I feel like now I really do enjoy playing classical music.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand like the personality of each piece, and you know, I turn on the metronome every single day, and I work through it. So I think that's what gives it character.
Sure. Now, Maestro, you've made your programming choices, and how much practice time do you work with the Sinfonia at first before they get involved, and then after that, when you introduce the nine players, I'm sure they're not showing up on the stage for the first time tomorrow. So how much practice time are you giving them to make everybody comfortable and feel they're going to do their best?
Well, they are given just the basic parameter. This is the competition, this is the time you mm-hmm. show up, and this is what you play. We're going to be judged, then we have a nice reception, and we award three prizes. And they're, in a way, being treated like young professionals, you know.
Wow.
Like there's no really any involvement between me and them except for the interview today with Angie. So,
is there the orchestra, the symphony is playing?
Tomorrow they are appearing only with a piano accompaniment.
Oh, only piano. Okay.
And then the winners play with the orchestra.
Symphony. Yes. All right. All right. That's what I was losing. Mm. So is it the same piano accompaniment person, or they bring their own?
They bring their own.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been practicing with your pianist?
We've been practicing every Sunday after church this month, yeah.
Wow. And you've only known for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Impressive. So what did you choose?
Concerto in D Major.
All right. Are we going to spoil it if you give us an excerpt, or is that going to or you want to do the other one so we don't have Maestro Smalley affected by your first performance?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would love to play.
She's free to play whatever.
All right, she's free to play. Go ahead, give us an excerpt. Let me move the microphone for you. All right, this is Andrew Felix playing a little bit of her performance, which will take place tomorrow.
Concerto in D major by Vivaldi.
By Vivaldi, okay, excellent. We all know he wrote the Four Seasons, and we're getting close to spring, so excellent. It was so beautiful. That was just wonderful. Now, how long have you been practicing that on your own?
I started learning in summer, so yeah, since summer.
Oh, wow, yeah. Could you give me a hint as to how many strings are on that?
On this one, there are 44.
44. So for those of you who play a guitar with 6 strings or 12 strings, you just have to add a couple, and you might be on the same page there. Plus throwing in the pedal, which most guitarists don't have a chance at doing at this point. It's just wonderful. Really well done. So, Maestro, the concert tomorrow... These 9 performers are going to come in, and they're going to go up and perform this. The judges, how are they selected?
We try to find people that are professional musicians of good reputation,
mm-hmm.
who will be impartial, and who are willing to donate their time to help us with the process. So there'll be 3 judges. I'm one of them. Then we have a wonderful violinist, Elizabeth Pitcairn,
mm-hmm.
and pianist Gabriela Imra. So we have a pianist, violinist, conductor, trying to give a different angle of expertise to music, and we should arrive with hopefully good decisions.
Now, this is not a blind judging. Now you're going to see the whole performance.
Right. Okay.
Does anything from the previous judging incorporate into it, or is this a clean slate?
No, it's a clean slate. There are some people that participate. We have one student who participated before as a finalist.
Mm-hmm.
That did not win the competition. She's trying again, which is perfectly
mm-hmm.
fine. There could have been some students who were trying the first round, and maybe they tried before. I don't know that because I don't really
mm-hmm.
know the names. I'm just listening to music and
sure.
any prejudice yep. deciding the quality of the performance rather than looking at the name.
Yep. Well, I've been in competitions back when I was your age, and one day you have it, and one day it just isn't impressed. So you get back in and do your best the next time. So yeah, if I was in the regional and all state and all that type of stuff. So give us a hint as to all the different performances that will take place tomorrow.
It's a very interesting group of young artists, variety of instruments and very interesting repertoire. We have harp,
mm-hmm.
as we know. We have a flute player
who is going to do Bach Flute Concerto. We have an oboe player who is doing part of Richard Strauss Concerto for oboe, mm-hmm. the strings, of course, in the version with piano. We have two violinists. One of them will do part of Tchaikovsky violin concerto. The other one will do Gypsy Airs by Pablo Sarasate, very difficult, challenging program. And then we have two pianists. And one of them is doing Beethoven, part of Beethoven concerto, and another, I believe, Prokofiev. So it's a wonderful gamut of repertoire, different instruments. Oh, I have a saxophone player. I have a saxophone player who does one movement of Glazunov concerto for classical saxophone and orchestra, and the original and piano tomorrow. So wonderful gamut of instrument, and musical colors, and composers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get a lot of saxophone classical pieces. They're just not out there, but that's great. So we've got a whole variety of all the different musicians. And the age range, what's the typical age range?
The age is between 14 and 20.
So the
youngest.
You're taking in everybody. That's awesome. Wow, that's incredible. So the performance takes place when?
It takes place at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Thompson Memorial Church mm-hmm. in New Hope, mm-hmm. Aquanaut Road.
Okay. Yeah, 2 p.m., and it's going to last, we're going to hear 9 excerpts, or at least movements, and so that's going to be at least in...
About 2 hours, including international.
Beautiful. All right, so how do people get in touch with, to find out tickets and
Well, it's a free admission. There are no tickets, they just need to show up at 2 o'clock at the church and enjoy wonderful free music. And we called what we do classical music, which is a... home, I'm really uncomfortable with it because it has this coloration of being stiff, peak, not relevant, you name it. It's very often not a positive spin. And I think we just play the best music. I mean, if you think about the history of music that goes hundreds, if not thousands of years, mm-hmm. and you think about all those hundreds of thousands of composers that compose anything from simple drum beat, you know, somewhat 5,000 years ago to Bach, who wrote the most sophisticated fugues. As the time goes on, by natural selection, many of those compositions, songs, got forgotten.
Right.
And somehow the human heritage preserves what's the best over the years. So so I think if we still play something that was written 400 years ago, or even 30 years ago, it shows that it has a certain value that is here over time, and that's why I think the classical isn't a good term. I call it the best. I think the best of the best. And mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with a great rock and roll song. I mean, and I was in Beatles cover band when I was in high school, you know, and I played mm-hmm. guitar, and I do have a lot of appreciation for pop and rock, etc. But if you think what's the longevity of some of those pop compositions versus Beethoven and Brahms, you very quickly come to the conclusion that it's very different, and there's something in those so-called classical compositions that stay with human heritage for decades, if not hundreds of years mm-hmm. to come. So I'm delighted to see the next generation of young people doing just that.
I'm glad you brought a philosophical point to this. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to bring you back, and we'll do a little philosophical discussion to end the show. So I'm just going to take us out. We'll be right back with more of the morning on HuntingtonRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disattel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business.
We have Angel Felix here with me. She is going to be performing tomorrow at 2 p.m. over there in New Hope at St. Martin. And, Maestro Smoldy, I keep doing that, I'm sorry, Maestro. Maestro Smoldy is overseeing the Riverside Sinfonia, is one of the judges, and eventually it will be conducting one of the nine performers that will win that competition tomorrow. So, Maestro, you brought up a philosophical discussion at the end of the last segment, and this is the part why I was telling you I love to do this. With regard to talking to people about the best music, that everybody else uses the word classical music, it's harder to get used to this music. Not because it's old; it's because there's more intricacy to it. It's more complex. As you continue to peel back the onion of this music, you learn more and more about it, and I think that's one of the reasons why people do not gravitate to it immediately, because it requires work.
I think we're living in a society that really lacks instant gratification. That's why, you know, McDonald's is selling more food than the just little upscale restaurant or grocery store with health food next door. Right. And art is not different, you know. We all enjoy Warhol's photo of can of tomato soup because we make this instant connection and sort of artistic instant gratification, understanding what it is. Maybe it actually is deeper than that. And with classical music isn't always the case. But I think in spite of the complexity of some of the greatest work, there's also an immediate appeal. We just need to be a bit of patient and a bit more open to do that, because if you think about music, all kinds of music, whether it's a gamelan from Indonesia, or Beatles songs, or Beethoven symphony, or Stravinsky ballet, and if you were to describe music to somebody who came from planet Mars and never heard about, you know, a concept of musical narration, what would you say? Mm-hmm. What I would say is that in the nutshell, music either sings or dances. Yeah. Either laughs or cries. It's a big simplification. But I think, really, whether you look at the beautiful second movement of Beethoven's symphony or nostalgic song by the Beatles, those are the same human emotions. Yeah. And they may be expressed with one guitar and one voice, or they may be expressed with 80 instruments being on stage. Right. But the basic message is the same.
Sure. So, Andrew, you expressed that you started out playing the harp and the more you started to learn, the more interesting it became. Take us through a little bit about understanding that process as you started out, because you're a young mind who's maturing, and sometimes this doesn't make as much sense to students at your age before you get to 14 and even after. So how are you starting to gravitate more and more into the, as Maestro says, the best music?
Well, I guess the first thing that really helped me was the Royal College of Music ABRSM testings.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 8 levels, and I've been taking one every year. I'm on level 5 right now. So those really helped me excel using, like, a rubric and a syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
So those really helped, and I think I've really started to enjoy the music that I've been playing. For the first time, when I was in 7th grade, my orchestra was playing Scheherazade, and that's probably one of my favorite pieces to this day because of, you know, the story that it tells. So I think that's what really made me enjoy what I'm doing right now.
Wow, that's great. So tell me a little bit more about your performance experience. You said you were working with the Youth Orchestra in Princeton, you're doing this competition, you're working with a private teacher, you're also doing work at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, taking exams. So what else are you doing? Is that pretty much it for today?
I'm also in the Temple Harp Ensemble at Temple University, and that's pretty much a day's work every Saturday. So, yeah.
It's great to hear, Maestro, how students still can locate these opportunities and take advantage of them. Any other advice for Andrew as far as growing her career and experience?
I would say be open to the world in general and to different types of arts in particular, including different kinds of music, because there's something to learn from everybody. And I think every musician you meet on your path, whether it's your friend at high school or professional conductor, in my experience, is somebody you can learn something from. And looking at great art, looking at sculpture, listening to other instruments, enjoying good book and good movie will make you a better artist too, better harp player.
I talk to people about this because of my music background, but also because of my professional background. Humble and being willing to learn. If you have those two options, there's nothing you can't do. If you don't have those two characteristics, you're shutting out the opportunity, as Maestro was just talking about, where you miss out on an opportunity to absorb something that might make sense to you, might not make sense to you right now, but will make sense to you later on. So humble and being hungry to learn is the two characteristics I would definitely tell you to do, and it sounds like you've got a lot of those characteristics already. So Maestro, what's next for the symphony? What are you planning besides the having this concert tomorrow?
Yeah,
what's next on the schedule?
Let's clarify the place and time again. It's 2:00, 2 p.m. Thompson Memorial Church in New Hope.
Thompson Memorial.
Said
St. Martin.
And St. Martin is the location of our April concerts.
Oh, okay.
April 21st, we're doing a performance that will feature 2 solos.
Mm-hmm.
Of our principal players, violinist and oboist. We're going to perform double concerto for violin and oboe by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Mm-hmm.
Greek's suite for strings called From Holberg's Times, and one of the more popular Haydn symphonies called La Passione, Passionate. This is like 47, 48. So that concert will take place, I think, on April 21st or 22nd. All the information about our performance tomorrow and our next concert at St. Martin's are on our website, so anybody who would like to learn more can go to riversidesymphonia.org and get all the details about our upcoming events.
Wonderful. And the concert season is typically fall to spring?
Yes, we have a fall concert, a very popular Christmas concert, we have a chamber concert in
usually February, March, every second year we have the Young Artist Competition Spring Concert. There we have a choral instrumental concert collaboration with Bucks Country Chorale every year. And our probably most famous event is the Concert Under the Stars around July 4th, the weekend of July 4th in Tinicum Park.
Wow. So there's some events as well. Andrew, what's on your after tomorrow?
Well, I also have a concert on Sunday in the Kimmel Center with the Greater Princeton Youth Orchestra.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and I'm doing a few more competitions this year with the Sicilian Music Club and the National Young Artist Showcase.
Okay.
So, yeah, exciting.
Excellent. Well, you've got a lot of opportunities to play. And, as a harpist, I imagine you have to locate them. It's not when I was playing trumpet, you can get a trumpet gig just about anywhere. Harp is not always included all the time, so I'm glad you're seeking the opportunities. That's great. So we are at about 10 minutes left, and I'm going to let you say your goodbyes, and you got to thank your dad for hauling this thing up.
Yep.
We are on the second floor, folks, and Andrew's dad, I saw him this morning, taking this harp, it's 85 pounds, up the stairs. A big thank you to Dad for that, please, okay?
Thanks, Dad.
Because Dad doesn't have to go to the gym anymore. All right, so we're going to have Andrew take us out, and we're going to have Maestro give us his final thoughts, and then I want to thank you all for coming. This was great. So, Andrew, let's hit it. One and two, So, Marshall, thank you so much for coming. Appreciate it as always. Have a great competition, and good luck with everything that you're doing. My goodness, you're just as busy as Andrew is.
Thank you very much.
All right, so this is Good Morning Hunter. We had Maestro Smalley and Andrew Felix. Please go and see the Riverside Symphonia tomorrow, and make sure that you cheer on the budding professionals and musicians that Riverside Symphonia is showcasing tomorrow for their big competition. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter. This is Big C. I'm signing off. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's a growing chance of a contested Republican convention, telling reporters a contested convention is more likely than anyone thought before. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan, both believed to be medium-range ballistic missiles, and this comes as the U.S. announces new sanctions against North Korea. A Phoenix man sentenced this summer in connection with a planned terror attack in Texas. Abdul Malik Abdul Karim found guilty yesterday on all five counts. This juror says the nature of the case was not easy.
His son, that was the hardest part of the whole trial, was watching him and film himself. I mean, that whole situation, I think that was difficult. That was hard for me as a father of a daughter to see that.
Prosecutors say he helped plot an attack at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest last year in Garland. And a pizza shop owner in upstate New York getting 22 years in prison for being an ISIS recruiter, pleading guilty in December for providing material support. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin from Daybreak USA. Well, the winter may have been dry for you, your hair may be a little brittle, and maybe you color your hair. Well, I've got great news for you. I told you last week, one of my coworkers, Charlie, saw me in the hallway, and he said, "Hey, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic." I was kind of surprised, but hey, who doesn't want a compliment from a coworker who says your hair looks fantastic? All right, for those of us that color our hair, and a lot of us do, Ovation introduces their latest in color therapy treatment, the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. system. Now, with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't want that? And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs if you purchase the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. The offer won't last long, and also, you know, you can get an introductory discount if you're a new Ovation hair care purchaser by selecting Angie Austin, Daybreak US.
Different set of judges, and this is what's happening tomorrow.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Have the sense of vigilance to watch who's around you. If you see a guy walking into an airport with a black glove on one hand and nothing on the other, and there are two of them the same way, and they're pushing a big suitcase, maybe that tells you something.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry calling for Americans to be vigilant in the wake of the Brussels and Pakistan bombings in the past week. In Pakistan, 3 days of mourning are now underway after the suicide bombing yesterday by the Taliban, which killed nearly 70 people. Meanwhile, in Belgium, the death toll is at 35 from last week's airport and subway bombings, including 4 Americans. Belgian authorities conducted raids over the weekend but have issued a new plea today, asking for help in finding a suspect still at large. He's seen on surveillance video wearing white clothes and got away after the explosions. More than 250 people were injured. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on USARadio.com.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator, Jay Billis, for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to three things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at lggameday.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
Donald Trump is threatening to sue over the portion of delegates he's receiving in Louisiana from the state's primary. He won that primary, but Ted Cruz got more delegates, scooping up some from Marco Rubio. Meanwhile, the two men continue their personal free-for-all on the campaign trail. National correspondent Joe Gomez has more.
Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are continuing their personal free-for-all.
He's got a problem with the National Enquirer. I have no control over the National Enquirer. I didn't even know about the story.
Trump appeared on ABC's This Week and said Cruz is to blame for starting the verbal war that led to a report in the National Enquirer about the Texas senator's supposed marital infidelities. Trump defended he had nothing to do with the report. Cruz on Fox News Sunday called the story garbage and said that Trump and his henchmen were responsible.
These are complete made-up lies. They're garbage.
I'm Joe Gomez.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on USARadio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater. Daybreak USA with Angie Austin and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Federal prosecutors are setting up a new round of interviews about Hillary Clinton's emails as Secretary of State. The Los Angeles Times says investigators will interview some of Clinton's closest longtime aides. The investigation is focused on whether the Democratic presidential frontrunner mishandled classified information on the private email server she used during her time as Secretary of State. The LA Times source says the interviews and review of the case will stretch through most, if not all, of the remaining presidential primaries. A group trying to force a recall of Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has started working to collect roughly 790,000 signatures of registered voters in the next 60 days. The organization wants the governor out of office due to the Flint water crisis. Did you know it's National Kidney Month? Doctors say they're trying to raise awareness about the best way to keep these vital organs healthy.
Adopt the sort of heart-healthy, overall healthy lifestyle that we recommend, for example, to ward off heart disease. So this includes making sure that you're eating a healthy diet, making sure that you have a good weight, and that your blood pressure is well-controlled.
Scientists are keeping a close eye on a volcano in Alaska's Aleutian Islands after it erupted over the weekend, sending ash 20,000 feet into the sky. The volcano is about 600 miles southwest of Anchorage. The eruption doesn't pose any significant danger, but the U.S. Geological Survey is paying close attention to see whether the ash plume threatens aviation over Alaska. This is USA Radio News.
Loans. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Have a sense of vigilance to watch who's around you. If you see a guy walking into an airport with a black glove on one hand and nothing on the other, and they're two of them the same way, and they're pushing a big suitcase, maybe that tells you something.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry calling for Americans to be vigilant in the wake of the Brussels and Pakistan bombings in the past week. In Pakistan, 3 days of mourning are now underway after the suicide bombing yesterday by the Taliban, which killed nearly 70 people. Meanwhile, in Belgium, the death toll is at 35 from last week's airport and subway bombings, including 4 Americans. Belgian authorities conducted raids over the weekend but have issued a new plea today, asking for help in finding a suspect still at large. He's seen on surveillance video wearing white clothes and got away after the explosions. More than 250 people were injured. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on USARadio.com.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator, Jay Billis, for tips on using color.